Seat Red podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our stories, we tell your stories, you call up and tell your stories, which is amazing and embarrassing all around. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn beat red. How was your week?
Ask
you first, because I got nothing. girl.
I mean, I literally didn't think about anything.
Me neither.
In the car ride over, that just hit me. I was like, whoa.
I feel like there's a lot going on for you.
I mean, there is a lot going on. Yeah, so someone's checking out our house right now. It will be exciting when we know who's going to be the buyer of our new magical home. It hasn't happened yet, so it's, you know, it's up in the air.
Oh, but I mean, not for long.
It's going to happen. Exactly. It goes fast. And we're so excited about the new house. And I've just been like designing like crazy in my head. Like I've fully designed out the dining room.
Yes.
Like it's kind of bananas.
So
like,
as soon as you go, you just start.
Yeah. I think that's the first one. Yeah. The dining space. I'm really excited about it. And it's an old home. It's 1938. So I'm like, really wondering if it has pocket doors that have been hidden. Kind of hope it does, because I had a dream and I saw the pocket doors in my dream, these two old wooden doors that came out. And I'm like, what if they really are there? What if it was real? And if not, I could buy some pocket doors.
I mean,
there, because they looked really cool in my dream. So I want them to be real.
I really think they are real, because that you imagined my whole marriage and it came true. And you imagined the color of the house that I was going to live in, and you nailed it.
That was true.
I think those pocket doors
are
waiting
for
you.
I'm a little psychic. I'm a little witchy, little woo woo.
I outed you.
You did. Sorry. It's all right. People that know me it's true. But I think everyone's psychic. I just think it's how in tune you are at the time, you know.
Terribly unintuned.
No, you're in tune with things too.
Maybe not so much anymore.
You are. I just started watching The Studio. I don't even think I finished episode one yesterday.
Oh, Seth Rogen?
Yes.
Okay, I gotta see that.
It's pretty good.
I gotta see it.
I've been meaning
to see that, and now I just remembered, so.
I'm only one episode in. And of course, Last of Us. Did you ever start Last of Us?
Of course.
Obsessed.
But I got so depressed when I watched it. It was so scary. I had nightmares.
You did?
Yeah. I don't like horror stuff. Like, I don't like—
I know. I love it.
Zombies. I hate the idea that you're just like, you hear something, some rattling down this tunnel and you're stuck inside, and then all of a sudden there's a million zombies come chasing, wanting to eat you alive. Like, what?
Yeah. No, I don't know why I'm not like freaked out by zombies. Like, people have a thing with zombies where like that's like their number one, like most terrifying thing.
So scary.
I'm like— that's not.
What's your number one most terrifying thing?
I mean, I think some of the like ghosts and like those kind of movies are creepier to me for sure than
like a little girl like reaching up, standing on a grave, just like hugging someone. Oh, and nobody's there. That's so scary. But The Last of Us is a game that my husband plays.
Oh, right.
And so he knows what's going to happen. So I make him tell me.
No.
Yeah, I do.
You ruin it for yourself.
Does this person die? And he says yes or no.
Oh.
He has to, or else I can't watch it. But I do love that show.
Yeah. How was your week?
I don't know, Katie. I don't have anything to say. I mean, the best part of my week was I made my son dance to Diddy by Paperboy, and we just like got down him.
I love that song. That's so cute.
He loves it too. He felt it in his body. He was just getting down.
I love
it. I don't really have, I mean, it's like every day is just my son and I going around, you know?
I mean, that's how it is, you know? You're in the trenches. You're in that part of it. But it's also the most amazing, like, fun
part.
Really I, like, is. Go back in my phone and just look at old videos of when he was that age.
Oh,
I'm like,
oh, it's so cute. I know. He's still so fast. Sebastian is so sweet.
He's going to be 11, which is
11. That's the age I've heard for boys where they're, like, they start to... I don't know. They like start to change into like these cool
dudes. Puberty starts to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like I don't know. My nephew just turned 11 and he dyed his hair blue and pierced his ears. I was like,
okay, so cute.
All right. Yes. But
love
it's also
that.
Like, he's not going to want to hug me ever again.
Aw.
So whatever.
So,
whatever. I guess
whatever.
I'm cool.
You're cool.
My son doesn't want to hug me either. Like, he's just like so independent.
I still get some hugs, which is nice.
That's good. Well, you're a great mom.
Do you want me to start?
You start.
Okay.
Get it.
I'll do it. Okay. This first story comes from Jen in Arizona, and she writes, I have a 2-for-1 special, and to be honest, these really should be considered embarrassing for the guys I was dating and not for me, but I was embarrassed that I ever dated them.
Yes. That's the best.
So for the first guy, we'll call him Joe. We had been dating for a few weeks, and I stayed over at his house for the first time. He lives alone in a 2-bedroom condo and has a guest bathroom that he let me use so I could feel comfortable and have privacy, which I really appreciated. We slept together for the first time that night, and we had amazing chemistry.
Yay.
The next morning, he woke me up with breakfast in bed. It was super sweet and made me feel really taken care of. I had to go to work that day, even though I wanted nothing more than just to stay in his bed. Later that day, he texted me. You're so sweet. I got the surprise you left me. Confused, I called him. Hey, what are you talking about? He said, the surprise you left me in the bathroom. I racked my brain and couldn't come up with anything.
I'm so scared.
Sorry, what surprise?
Did she not flush the toilet or something? He's into poop.
That was my first thought, too. Isn't that so funny? Like, you left me a surprise in the bathroom.
Or he was like, I love it. Thank you. Like,
that is a heart-shaped poop. I love it.
It's a heart-shaped poop.
That was literally my first thought, though, right?
Whoa, oh, yeah.
Which would be so embarrassing.
Could it be?
I racked my brain and couldn't come up with anything. I'm sorry, what surprise? The kiss you left me on the mirror. My face fell. That was not me. He swore up and down. It was ages since anyone else had been over.
Oh, my God.
But I did not believe him.
That guy's an idiot.
What an idiot. That's what it says.
Oh, my God.
If you outed yourself, you dumb dumb. Isn't that
also
ridiculous?
That's like insult to injury because you were so happy. He gave her breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
And all the while, there's a smooch from a girl, another girl's lips on his mirror.
Yes.
What
who
the
was marking
hell?
Their territory clearly.
Clearly. But also, how do you not notice that someone kissed your mirror? Like, are you just ever never like clean your house?
So, exactly. I know. Like, I asked some details, follow up that she didn't put in the story. And one of them was he didn't use that bathroom. So she was like, okay, maybe it had been a while. But she also asked him, like, what type of lipstick was it? Because she only wears red lipstick. So why wouldn't he be clued in? And he said it was, like, clear lip gloss.
They don't know.
And I thought even funnier, which wasn't in the story, she also asked him, where was it? And he said it was above the toilet, which is where a guy would see it. And you would miss it if you're just going in and, like, going to the bathroom and washing your hands.
It's also so creepy that you're like, I want you to see my lip gloss while you're taking a pee.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, what?
But she was also like, you're gross. You think I would kiss the mirror above the toilet?
Right.
That's
the splash
disgusting.
Pad.
Like, that is not me. This is messy. Like, whoever this was is a messy person, like, clearly and marking their territory.
Yeah, thanks for the breakfast sandwich. It was delish, but there won't be any more
but
in the
isn't
future.
That funny?
I love it so much. I don't know. Does that ever happen to you? Like, did that ever happen to you?
That somebody asked me if I kissed it?
No, where like or you found said, something like, of another girl's when you were like, dating somebody?
No.
That's happened to me.
Really?
I found like a beautiful beret. I'm like, I do not wear berets. Like, whose is this?
And what
I didn't
they
say that. I just never went out with him again.
You should have stole the beret.
I should have tried it on. Ew.
So she has a second one.
Oh, good.
And this next guy, we'll call him Chris. Chris and I had been dating off and on for years. He was my Mr. Big and toxic, but I always wanted to see the best in him, and I always hoped we'd get the happy ending I dreamed of. At this particular time, we had been in an off stage. He'd been calling me for the past week, professing his love for me nonstop, telling me that no one would ever compare to me, and he missed me and my cooking terribly. I wanted to believe him. He told me his mother was staying with him and she was sick. I decided to be myself, kind and considerate, and ordered food for him and his mom since I had to work late. I told him I was sending over Pollo Loco since I knew they liked that. He was so touched, and I felt good that I did something nice for him and his mom.
Him and his mom. Oh,
2 minutes later, I got a text message. Hey, babe, I'm going to swing by Pollo Loco and grab food before you get here. I couldn't believe it.
He's an idiot.
This motherfucker let me order food for him and whatever chick he was currently banging and acted like it was for his sick mom. I texted back, I don't think this was meant for me. Then I blocked him and I never spoke to him again.
Oh, my God. These are great.
I know. Can you believe both these guys are so, both guys tattled on themselves. Like, it's hilarious. Like,
I just feel
such
like I got splashed
dummies.
By water.
Such,
so,
I love how
so
she handled it though.
Me too. That's embarrassing for them. But it's also like, what are these? They're sociopaths. Why? How do you do
Isn't
that,
that
to somebody?
Isn't that so psychotic that he's calling her constantly? I miss you. I love you. No one compares you. I miss your cooking.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, I'll like send you some Pollo Loco for you and your mom. And he freaking.
She's like, thank you so much.
Yeah. He's like, hey, babe, going to get Pollo Loco before you get
that
here.
Guy is an
but
idiot.
Also, like, buy your own fucking Pollo Loco. You're, it's not like it's expensive.
Yeah,
like, gross.
It's like a fast food
get
changer.
Out of here.
Well, here's the other thing that I don't understand. I guess I do understand. Like, every time I've definitely dated guys who've totally cheated on me, but they always said it was their mom. Like they were always like, oh, I'm talking to my mom. Like, I can't get, yeah. can't get off the phone.
Because they're like, oh, you can't get
mad at
that.
I'm in Italy with my mom. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's a sweet trip. Like I would go to Italy with
then
my mom.
Then you see the Instagram pics and you're like,
Yeah.
That's not your mom.
One guy
your
sent
mom
me
is
a picture.
Really young. Your mom looks great in a bikini.
One guy sent me a picture of him and this girl, beautiful woman in like a bikini. And he's like, this is my sister. I'm like, is it?
You and your sister are really close.
Yeah, you guys are like hugging.
Your so sister's close. Tongue's touching. Down your throat. Like, that's a little weird, right?
Yeah, like, this boomerang shows me her like hugging you around the waist. I don't get it.
You're grabbing your sister's ass a lot.
I love those stories. We don't really have a lot of those. And it is embarrassing for that person. But you know,
it is embarrassing for you too, though, because you also realize the embarrassing part is that you trusted someone.
Yeah, you
and
cared.
That you or you thought like they were being genuine and they were just like players.
Yeah, your radar was off, right? Your radar. Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with trusting someone. There's nothing wrong with like being, you know, open to the
but
relationship.
But it sucks when you get
vulnerable.
Played and you thought somebody was being genuine. Played. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You got played. That's embarrassing.
Shit-tay.
Okay, here we go. So this is from Suzanne in Vermont. And she writes, I once officiated my best friend's wedding. I was honored to be asked and immediately got ordained online. It was surprisingly easy. I spent months weaving the answers to questions from the bride and groom into a beautiful and brief story of endless love. The result was gorgeous. I snuck in quotes from the couple's favorite songs and authors. I practiced it over and over again and whittled it down into a word-perfect masterpiece.
Love
then,
it.
Yeah, it's so sweet. Then I printed it out and put it in a binder I had made on Etsy. Gold lettering of their new last name woven into a floral-printed linen binder. Mr. and Mrs. Capitani. All the prep had left me feeling great about the ceremony when the big day arrived. The groom looked handsome and nervous. I gave him a reassuring wink. A live band played Pachelbel's Canon as the wedding party floated down the aisle like a dream. The bride, my best friend, looked stunning as she seemed to materialize with her father and walk down the aisle. Tears of joy everywhere. Then it was all eyes on me. We started out so smoothly. There was a poem spoken by the bride's mom, a passage from the Bible delivered by the groom's sister. Then I began my rehearsed sprint down memory lane. Somewhere between my friends seeing each other for the first time and moving in together, I had a coughing fit.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure to this day why. I was crying, but for the wrong reasons. I felt like my throat was closing up. I had to pause a lot until someone handed me a water bottle a little too late. The only thing I remember was through my tears seeing my best friend's annoyed face and eyeballs to her soon-to-be husband. My exquisite binder didn't come with three rings. It was more of a classy folder. A stiff wind picked up almost as soon as I squashed my cough. The wind blew my whole speech into a nearby pond.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
That's terrible.
I had to wing the rest of the ceremony.
Oh, that's awful.
Can you imagine? You're just like trying to remember what you wrote. Like, oh, like what? It went fine though, right? Wrong. My improv speech from memory skipped all over the place between 1,000 likes and ums. When it was time for the exchanging of the vows, I completely blanked. Someone handed me my phone and I read it off of there like a bad stand-up comedian. I will never forget how embarrassing that entire ceremony was. My best friend agrees, but we're miraculously still friends.
Aww.
Can you imagine a speech just that you practice so hard, like blows into a pond and you can't go get it?
It's like, yeah, that's
out of
horrible.
Love, actually. Like, you it's ruined.
It's
and you
ruined.
Have to, you have to, like wing it?
I know I've talked about that before, but my sister's wedding, I was the maid of honor, and I had to give a speech. And I don't think I even wrote one down. I was just like, no, I'll be fine. It'll be great. And I, like, got up there, and I looked like a freaking idiot. I was literally like, I, like, forgot everything that I was going to say.
Were you nervous?
I was, and I just was
stage
like, there's, like, a picture of me just, like, laughing with my hand over my face. Like, I looked like the biggest dummy. It's the worst.
But the picture says otherwise. The picture's like, oh, look at that sister. So, like,
no, the picture looks like I'm embarrassed. Like, my face was bright red, I'm sure.
What'd your sister say?
She was probably laughing, too. She's like, what the fuck?
She's like, are you kidding me?
She's like, great speech. Thanks. Okay, my next story comes from the Cup of Joe blog, and Jack writes, I think it's Jack for Jacqueline, but J-A-C. Okay. We went to Vietnam for our honeymoon, and in the in-flight magazine on the way over, I read about this amazing Vietnamese tomato dish that consisted of fresh tomatoes and what sounded like the best sauce ever. I love that. I get so excited about food. I'm like,
me too. I'm so hungry right
this?
Now.
You're like on the plane. You're like, what is that? Yum. On waking the next morning in a really beautiful hotel, we made our way into the most glorious breakfast buffet I have ever seen. It had everything. Pastries, waffles, bacon, cereals, and traditional Japanese and Vietnamese breakfasts. While loading up my plate at the busy buffet, I ended up in the Vietnamese section and saw slices of beautiful ripe tomatoes. Delish. Next to the tomatoes was a big bowl of sauce full of finely chopped herbs and spices and other delicious things. I took a few slices of tomatoes and scooped large spoonfuls of the sauce on the top. Then I drizzled the sauce across the whole plate, dreaming about how delicious this was going to be.
Oh, sounds so good.
When I looked up from what I was doing, I realized there were bowls with this sauce across the whole buffet. It wasn't a sauce. It was big bowls of water that people were using to put their dirty spoons into after serving themselves. The chunks in the sauce were bits of discarded rice and whatever was left over from people's spoons.
No.
I was mortified. People had just seen me spoon dirty water all over my entire breakfast.
I love it.
I ran back to my table and made my husband get me a new plate of food.
Yes, good, good, good. But I just...
Isn't that so funny? That's so random. Like, we don't have anything
it's
like
so
that, you know? It's like you're
too.
At the hotel. You're so excited. You've just read about this amazing tomato sauce. You're like, oh my God, this is it. This is the sauce. I'm going to have it right now.
Yes.
And imagine the people's faces watching you spoon the dirty, discarded, like, spoon water all over.
No, I hate it.
All over your breakfast. They were like, this chick is nasty.
They're like, this guy, Lizzie.
Americans are gross.
Yeah, exactly.
Which justified.
Yeah, seriously. So you
honestly,
did not do us any favors that
justified.
Day. wow, that's a good one. We don't really have anything like that.
I know, I love that. So tell us your, I bet there's a lot of good honeymoon stories. So tell us your honeymoon stories. Do you have any good honeymoon stories?
Didn't go on a honeymoon.
Oh, not yet. Not yet.
Yeah, maybe one day.
There's still time. Yeah, people go on delayed ones all the time.
When I'm 75, you
when
think?
You're 75, when you'll go on around the world.
In college, I'm going around the world, around the world. Okay, so this is from Reddit, and Dana Collins says, I was rushing to get to my next class between the bells ringing. The hallways were pretty crowded, but I noticed up ahead there was a space. I quickly walked that way, not noticing the wet floor sign. I slipped and fell hard. I had wet spots on my arms and jeans. In my next class, I heard people talking about someone who had just thrown up in the hallway and someone else who had fallen in it.
Oh, God.
Me.
That was you.
It's short and sweet.
Oh, my God. How bad did that stink?
Also, didn't you notice you tripped and barf?
Oof.
Or unless it's like clear barf.
It's on your clothes.
It's all water and bile barf.
Gross.
Is it gross?
Either way, it's really gross.
Either way, you smell like barf. What is going on with you?
Mm. Yikes.
And you don't even notice.
Okay, my next story is anonymous, and they write. I was starting out as a teacher in an English course. Once I had a bad case of diarrhea in the short break between two of my classes.
Great.
My colleagues were in the teacher's room waiting for their next class to begin. I went to the bathroom, connected to the teacher's room to relieve myself. I tried my best to be as quiet as possible. And as I was finished, I was embarrassed of opening the door to the room and letting everyone smell the disgusting odor.
That's terrible.
I had the brilliant idea of opening the glass window of the bathroom to let the wind circulate a little before opening the door. The window was stuck, and as I tried to force it open, it fell, breaking loudly into a million pieces on the floor.
What?
It was like probably one of those old wooden windows, you know, that has like the thick panes of glass. That's what I'm picturing like in a school, you know?
Shattering the window.
Everyone heard the noise and knocked aggressively on the door asking if I was okay.
Oh, God. So she has to open it
into
their faces.
I had to open it. And not only did they smell the horrible diarrhea, but they also figured out my attempt to open the window to get rid of the smell. It was so humiliating. It's horrible.
What do you do in that situation?
And she's like brand
new
there.
What's the first thing you say when you come out?
Oh, shit. What can you say?
Do you know what I say?
There was someone else in here that just ran
that
out.
That diarrhea blew out the window. I just own it.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to at that point because what are you going to say? I don't know. It's so awkward, though. You're like new. They probably all know each other. Like, oh, my God, the new girl is spraying shit everywhere. And she busted out the window.
Their DMs were just on fire after that. Like, ooh. Who hired shithead?
it's so embarrassing.
Bad. That's so embarrassing. I love that one, though.
Like, you're just doing your best to distract from everything, and then you draw all the attention to yourself.
Yes. It's also, I love the double whammy of, like, in their faces, diarrhea smell, and then, but then they realize that you broke a window trying to open it so that they wouldn't smell it. And then just everyone's just like, damn, don't invite her
you
to trivia night.
You fucked up.
Katie, I love you so much. Okay. This one's
I love you so much.
Okay, this is from Read it again. And Angel Fire 23 writes, cringiest. My husband cosplayed as Darth Vader. Okay, so I want to say, I went down a rabbit hole looking for furry stories from last week. Don't
After
ever
you learned
do that.
What a furry was?
Yeah, I was like, oh, there's got to be embarrassing
things.
Did you
see some crazy
I
shit
saw
online.
Some.
You can't look up furry
Furry content, furry costumes.
You were on
had
like furry porn
dicks
sites.
Hanging out.
Yeah, that's like, a furry. That's a furry.
I stopped looking at that point, but I did find this.
Yeah, don't type that into your browsers, people.
I know.
Unless like, that's your thing, then
if the
go
FBI
for it.
Is spying on me, they're like, oh, it got me. Because the rest is like, how much dander do cats have in their coats? Like, I literally Googled that most innocent things.
Are you gonna get a cat?
No, I'm allergic. Okay, so cringiest. My husband cosplayed as Darth Vader around the time of episode 7 coming out. He was very popular because he's 6'4 and built like a linebacker. Lots of requests for pictures. This guy who looked like he lived in his mother's basement came up dressed as a Jedi. And by Jedi, I mean he was wearing a bathrobe and carrying an expensive looking lightsaber prop.
Love it.
I love an expensive looking lightsaber. I gotta say.
I love that he came in a bathrobe.
But yeah, get with it, guy. Like, get the rest of the costume going. Anyways, he wanted to be recorded fighting Darth Vader. So he hands me his camera, didn't even ask, takes his stance, and proceeds to have an aggressive lightsaber duel with my husband. That's so awkward.
That is so awkward.
He's like trying to kill Darth Vader, like really committed to it, which I respect, of course. But where most people took about 15 seconds to get their poses photographed, this guy dueled for about 2 minutes. My stomach was in knots the whole time from the awkwardness. Darth's husband eventually had to force choke him to end it. So the guy like chokes him out. Like he's like fighting with his lightsaber and he doesn't stop. So what I think is so funny is like Darth Vader like has to choke him out. So he's like, oh, okay. Like he like drops his lightsaber.
That's so random.
Isn't that awkward and so embarrassing?
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of those. You better tell us your embarrassing Comic-Con stories.
Yeah. Do you have any?
Don't.
Okay.
If you don't, it's cool.
If you don't, it's fine. Okay, so I have a couple of shorter stories from Reddit that I thought were funny.
Yes.
Okay, first, Rocket Max writes, I was at an NFL game and something I had ate earlier wrecked my stomach and left me with horrible gas. Like the kind that clears a room, it's so bad.
Oof.
I was walking up the stairs to my seat mid-game and I really had to let one rip. Right then, the crowd cheered and I thought the moment was right. What I didn't realize is that my ass was at the same level as a woman sitting in her seat on the aisle, and I literally farted right in her ear. Isn't that hilarious? That he's literally like perfect level. Your butt is in her ear. So nobody else heard you, just her. Like the crowd, it was good timing except for her.
What happened?
I looked back at her as she looked at me with shock and disgust. I quickly turned away and climbed up the stairs as fast as I could and blended into the crowd. I still think about her from time to time and how horrible that must have truly been for her and just cringe at what an idiot I was.
That is so
Your
funny.
Face is hilarious.
I'm dying. You always get me.
I do. This is
almost
but this
every,
one you
I'm crying.
Yeah, you're crying. It was pretty funny.
I'm
picturing
sorry.
It.
You have a gift, Katie. Your gift is like you're telling a story, but then the story turns into this really funny, terrible thing. And I just cannot, but you keep telling it, and it's like so good. The fact that this lady is sitting there, I just imagine her face and her ear and a butt farting in it.
Yes.
It's just so like, funny.
Right there.
And she just, that's all she hears, like the far from the matting
crowd.
What
if she was eating a hot dog? Got that smell.
What if it was like contagious and
it's
she
like you
farted?
Ate it.
Again, you are unmatched.
Okay,
comically.
One more quick one from okay. Neosop writes, I went to Dairy Queen with my daughter. She brought along her kitten. The cute girl at the walk-up window asked my daughter what the kitten's name was. Princess was the response. Smiling and feebly attempting to make conversation, I said, today, to indicate that my daughter changed the cat's name frequently. I got a dirty look, and the girl left the window to go make whatever cold treat we had ordered. It wasn't until later on the walk home that I realized she thought I was telling her to hurry the hell up today.
Oh, that's and make so the order. Funny. That is so funny.
It still haunts me years later. Oh,
that's
for some
so
reason.
Good. I love the misunderstanding. Embarrassing.
Yeah, because she genuinely was just trying to be like, huh, yeah, that's her name today. Yeah. But really, I mean, but what would you hear? I would hear that too. If she was like today, I'd be like, oh my God,
yeah,
you're
I would
so
too.
Rude.
Like, oh, I'm
I was just
my
asking
time.
About her, your cat. She probably spinning because
she probably spits so a loogie so big. Oh, that's so bad. Well, I definitely can like I can see how that happens, but and it's also embarrassing. So double for him because he was like trying to be cool. You know what I mean? Like be cool, dad. Like oh, today it is like trying to connect to this gal.
I think it was a girl.
Oh, she is.
I was picturing a mom.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I pictured it.
So I feel like she would care more.
Yeah. Totally.
She
totally.
Would think about what she said.
Yeah. Like, oh, man. I love the emotion. I want more stories like that. Like, you say something.
Misunderstandings.
Yeah. Double meaning. I love it. So this one's from Reddit. But I also want to say before I tell the story that the name is so contrasting to the story. Okay. The name that of the person under in Reddit, like, this is so different. So the name is Near Naked Choker. And here's Near Naked Choker's story.
Oh, they sound interesting.
I remember.
Did you find this on the furries?
No, I didn't. I mean, I was like, talk about nightmare. I was like, oh my God, I'll never unsee that penis.
You saw some things.
From a furry. Oh. Okay, here we go. NNC writes, I remember back in Little League when I first started playing, I had on a helmet that was too big for me. I got a good hit and started booking it to first base. Got the signal to round second, so I keep booking it. But my helmet starts falling into my face. I'm still running as fast as I can, and people are yelling at me. I figured they were cheering me on, so I just put my head down so I can see the ground and keep running. At this time, I notice that I'm running on grass and not dirt, and I get slapped by a glove. Only then did I realize that I had run all the way into the outfield and right to the center fielder who tagged me out. They're just running this little sweetheart with a big old helmet on.
Does it say how old they are?
The Near Naked Choker said that in Little League, so kids, yeah. When I was first started playing, so probably like eight.
Hilarious.
Isn't that cute?
He's just running like, and he can't see.
And he can't see and he gets hit by
the glove. He's just doing his best.
And your parents or whoever's cheering and or your teammates, like, oh, like, my, yeah. What are they doing? Like, it's the soft, like, realization. And you're going to get tagged. And poor, you just got tagged.
Poor baby.
Yeah, I know. Just what you can do.
That's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beat red, you can email us at beatredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee or a donut, you can visit our Patreon page, which is listed in the show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.